in our lives.
Right.
Help us, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. How else you look at that, if you will, in this verse where he said, and a little fox is full of the vines. Now the word spoil there means to destroy. And we know that the Bible's talking here about the vine having tender grapes. Now, if you take a tender grape, that's one that's ripe. Amen? And that's one, thank God, that's sensitive. If you go out to a vine and get a grape off, you're not going to pick a hard grape to eat. Amen? You got to get one, thank God, that's ripe. That's sensitive, that's soft. And thank God, that's tender. Amen. And listen, the little foxes are out to spoil the tender places of your life. Amen. And little things that creep in your life that cause you and I not to have a broken heart. It cause you and I not to weep. It cause you and I, my friend, to get hard hearted. And them little foxes are out to make my friend them vines, them grapes, and them vines to be spoiled. Amen. Now it started out little, but it ended up big. And these little foxes didn't always stay little. They got big. Amen. And there's some things tonight that we must look at and realize as the people of God that can my friend, start out little and end up big in our lives. I want to make this statement tonight, and you put it down. If you don't get nothing else from the message, I want you to hear what I got to say. I know this by experience, and you do too. One sin opens the door for other sins. It's just not one sin, friend, that comes in when you open the door. It's many more that comes with it. Amen? That's exactly right. And when you let a little fox in your life, when you let little things in our lives, then they'll end up getting big all the time. Now notice, if you will, here in the Word of God, most things start out little, but they end up big. I won't use some scripture tonight, but I preach to what the Lord's laid on my heart. Now if you look in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 10, and that's just a few pages back before the book of Song of Solomon. In verse number 1, notice what it said in chapter 10, verse number 1. The Bible said, dead flies cause the ointment of the apothecary to shed for the stinking savor. So doth a little folly him that is in reputation for wisdom and honor. You say, what's that saying, Brother Hyde? It's saying this, a little folly. Not a lot of folly, a little folly. And what he's saying here is, them dead flies, when they get in the ointment, they stink it up.
Right.
It ain't no good for smell. Amen? And he said, a little folly. He said, you get messed up in a little foolishness and a little folly. And he said, friend, you'll end up ruining your reputation and the honor that God has set upon you and a testimony has set upon you as a child of God. Amen.
Amen.
It starts out little and ends up big.
Yes,
amen. You can start out, my friend, with a little bit of foolishness and a little bit of folly here and a little bit of folly there, and it'll end up affecting you. Amen. It'll start out little, but it'll end up big every time. Look at this verse here. He said, don't show up a little folly him that is in reputation for wisdom and honor. It hinders his name. Amen. His reputation. If I mention my name tonight, if you went out and mentioned my name, it bears a reputation. Amen. But a little folly in my name will bring forth a stinking smell. Amen. And you put some dead flies in a perfume, and it'll end up bringing a bad smell. And what God's saying here is, just a little bit of folly, just a little bit of foolishness, just a little bit of calm around, just a little bit of silliness, and my friend, you're thinking wrong, it'll end up causing you to end up in a bad shape.
That's
amen.
Right, amen.
That's right. We're to be sober-minded.
Yes,
amen. We're to be mindful of God at all times.
Right.
Now, that'll not only bring an effect on his name, but it causes him and his own witness to be affected. Amen. Just a little bit of folly. That's all it takes. Amen. To get messed up in some folly of sin and end up ruining your own name. Hey, do you know what it takes years to build a testimony before lost and dying world? But it don't take but just a minute of sin here if they could tear it down. Amen. Listen to me tonight. A little bit at a time, a little bit at a time, end up to being big. And my friend, your testimony shot because a little folly.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Bringing forth a bad seed. That's right.
Amen.
It starts out little. Amen. It starts out little, but it ends up big. You don't jump into sin just all at once.
No.
There are steps to getting into sin.
Well,
there are steps in falling out of the will of God.
Right.
Amen. And it starts out with little. And here's what the flesh thinks every time. Well, I can do a little bit of it. A little bit won't hurt me. I can handle a little bit. Amen. That's what the flesh says.
Yeah, that's right.
Because the flesh is trying to talk you into a little bit of folly. Amen.
Yeah.
And a little bit of foolishness. Huh? And it'll start out a little bit, end up big on you. Amen.
Right.
That's right. Now, don't you look here. Not only looseness, and I said looseness tonight, my friend, ends up big. But notice a little laziness ends up big tonight. Look in the book of Proverbs. That's a book back before Ecclesiastes in chapter 6 and verse number 10. Notice what he said here. In 6:10, notice what the Bible said. He said, yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. He'll say, what's that saying, Brother Hyde? That's saying that's a little bit of laziness. That's a little bit of slowfulness. That's a little bit of laxness. It'll end up, my friend, that's that little out of time will get you out of the will of God.
Wow.
There's people like that tonight. Just a little bit of laziness has stripped them from the power of God. And strip them from their faithfulness in the house of God. Well, they sit there tonight lazy and say, well, this don't feel like going. Just a little bit of laziness, friend, will end up being big and get out of the will of God. Amen. That's right. Just a little bit of laziness. Well, I'll fold my hands to that. I mean, I don't need to go to church. I'll fold my hands to that. I don't need to read the Word of God. I'll fold my hands to that. I don't need to pray. I'll fold my hands to that. I don't need to witness. And what that ends up, just a little bit of that time, it'll get you completely away from doing what God says. Amen. That's a little bit of time here and there. I told Brother Molden this. Was talking on the phone yesterday. And I really believe this. Amen. We ought to be spreading the Word of God. Amen. I mean, we as the people of God ought to have an answer within us and a hope. And we ought to have the truth in us. Thank God that we ought to tell people about. Amen. And listen to me. Every week we live, there ought to be some time that we witness of the grace of God. That we told somebody, thank God, about Jesus Christ. But I'd be willing to say tonight, if you'd be honest, from the last week, or say from last Wednesday to this Wednesday, there's not many people have stood before other people and told them what God says. That's why they have not the knowledge of God. We've let us, our own self, be lazy and not tell others. Amen. It's our duty tonight to tell people about God. Amen. It's our duty to tell people what the Bible says. Amen. That Bible said, Paul said, they have not the knowledge of God. He said, I speak that to your shame. They ought to know something about God if you work around them. They ought to know you know God, and they ought to know something about God by what your testimony is. Amen to God. They ought to be able to say that man, they're saved. I can tell a difference in his life. That's a knowledge of God. And see a little bit of sleep, a little bit of slumber, a little bit of fold of the hands, and we get lazy on God, and we lose our path, we lose our upset, we lose our zeal, and that's, my friend, why it ends up big on us.
Amen.
You get a group of people in a church that's a folding their hands. Amen. The service. Amen. I want to tell you, amen's helped the man of God preach.
Amen.
Whether you realize or not, and I'm not preaching for an amen, but amen's helped the church. Amen. I tell you, it'd be hard, thank God, to get up and preach every service, and if God put me through the test, I'd do it. But I'm going to tell you, it'd be hard for a man of God to get up, or a Sunday school teacher, or a song leader, and never have no emotion toward the Word of God. Amen. There's an option of the Holy One. Thank God and the child of God. And he agrees to the truth and the facts of the book. And he says amen in his heart. And it comes out of him. And he ain't sitting there dead. Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Thank God if you've been resurrected, you've got life in you. Amen. And there's a fact in your heart. And that's a little bit of laziness. Amen. That's a little neglect in the Word. That's a little bit of neglect in the pray. That's a little, I stay out on Wednesday night or maybe Sunday night. And you see what you're doing. You're folding your hands and you're being stripped of the power of God. Amen. I'm saying a little bit of laziness, it'll end up big in your life and my life. That's why we ought to labor. He said, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor's not in vain in the Lord. Amen. The best thing you can do is do something for God. That's right. We ought to be busy about the Father's business. Amen. When we end the day, when we pillow our head tonight, we ought to be able to say, thank God, I looked to Jesus today, and I done something for him. Amen. That's right, for the glory of God. What are you here for? You're here to glorify, honor, and please Him, and do His blessed will. And when you lay around and you're lazy, oh God Almighty, you don't have no prayer, you don't have no zeal, you have no unction of God in your heart, and it is not big in your life, and you wonder why I don't serve Jesus.
Go ahead.
Amen. A little bit. It just starts a little bit at a time. Amen. Maybe two. You go 2 or 3 days without reading the Bible. I won't tell you this. I'm a preacher, but I have to make myself read the Bible sometimes. I mean, I've got to make myself sometimes read the Bible. I've got to make myself sometimes pray. Amen. If you get lazy, oh, the flesh can give you any excuse why not to do it.
Right. Yeah.
He can tell you all kind of reasons why you ought not do what y'all do. Amen. But a little bit of it, just a little here and a little there, it always adds up.
Right.
Amen. And listen, it might start out little, but it always ends up big.
Right.
And I know tonight God's sovereign. He can come on me when He pleases to. But I do know this, God, my thing works, ain't God according to my heart too.
Right.
And how my heart is fellowship with Him, how my heart's toward Him. And brother, if we ain't got a heart right, how can we worship Him right? You can't do it. He said, just a little bit of do it, though. Starts out little and ends up big.
Sure, yeah.
Ain't that right?
Sure, right?
You play around this edge of the water,
right.
Just play around it a little bit and it'll end up big.
Mm-hmm.
The old tide will come in sometime on you.
Said
the tide's coming in. I've been playing around the edges, you know, and the tide will come in. All of a sudden, you find that tide coming in your feet in that water, and it's pulling you out.
Right, that's right.
That's right, son. And that's where people fall.
Right. Yeah.
Amen. Sure, that's right. It don't come off. It just don't start. It's them little foxes. It's them little things that creep into your life. It might be a little bit of jealousy.
That's true.
Amen. It might be a little bit of selfishness.
That's true.
Amen. Any little thing. Hey, it's not little in the sight of God.
Right.
But I will tell you tonight, it might, in my opinion, this be a little thing that creeps in our heart. That the coldness that we have. If we'd be honest, not all of us has got some coldness in our heart. We don't have a broken heart the way we ought to.
Right.
Amen. The Bible said iniquity abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Just being in the world causes your heart to get cold on God. And that's why you must break up the fallow ground, humble yourself, and say, God, help me. I'm getting cold on God. I can't even cry here.
Right now.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. I know that's when I'm cold on God.
Right, yeah. Yes, sir.
When I ain't got no humility and I don't have no brokenness.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'll tell you what, friend. It's examination time.
Yes.
A little fox is full of vines. And he said here, a little slumber. That's what he said. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little fold my hands. He said, so shall thy poverty. Amen. That word poverty there means so shall you lack. So shall you be destitute.
Right.
No testimony. No power of God.
Right.
Nothing in your life is clicking for the Lord. All it is worldliness. And you're bitter in your heart. And you don't have the touch of God no more. It started out with a little here and a little there. Amen. Getting away from reading. Getting away from praying.
Right.
Getting away from testifying.
Amen.
Getting away from witnessing. That's what God's done. And it ends up big in your life. And you wonder why you can't shout.
That's right.
That's right. It's all out of fellowship. That's why.
Right.
It's version Solomon deal with fellowship. Let's talk about the bride and the broom. Notice this here. I'm going to give you this. And you know this verse 9. In 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6, he said a little leaven leaven the whole lump. A little leaven ends up big. That's a little bit of sin, it'll end up big.
Yes,
see, it wasn't listen, in that church at Corinth, it was a little, that's a little crowd of sinning and committing fornication, but that little crowd hindered the whole lump.
Right.
A little leaven left the whole lump. It don't take a lot of sin in your heart to hinder your whole life.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right. And I'm going to tell you this tonight. Will you listen to me? You know when you got sin in your life.
Amen.
I do.
Yes, sir.
And I want to tell you this too. And you might not figure this out later on down in the road as a child of God. You might not understand this tonight. But you can't get right with God just any time you want to.
That's right.
That's the truth.
That's why we ought to fear God and sin not.
That's right.
That's right. God might let you lay with that thing for a while.
That's right. So
you really got some godly sorrow over what you've done. And I've done.
That's right.
And I'm going to tell you, this church wasn't sorrowful over fornication.
That's right.
He said, you ought to be mourning, but you're rather puffed up.
Right.
And he said, I'll tell you what, messenger Satan. He said, I can send a messenger Satan to destroy your flesh, but your spirit to be saved the day of the Lord.
Yes, sir.
That was the chastising hand of God. Now, I believe that them people got right according to the in the preceding chapters. In the chapters after that, it talks like these people got right with God and have true repentance.
Right.
And God does give us faith. pay for repentance.
Yes, he does.
But listen to me. I know this is right. I can tell you, I'm preaching from personal experience tonight. That's what I'm preaching from, personal experience. If I could tell you tonight, if you look down on me as a personal experience, it starts out little and ends up big.
Yes, it does. It does. Amen.
You say, wait a minute, I can stop in the middle of it. Oh, I beg to differ with you.
Amen.
You'll stop in the middle of it if God gives you grace.
Right, that's it.
An opportunity to stop.
That's right.
That's right. Amen.
But you just don't stop in the middle of it unless, brother, God stops you in the middle of it.
Amen.
And a lot of times, listen to me, and you know this is right. He said, lest that the sin that bringeth forth sin, sin when it's finished bringeth forth death.
That's right.
Anytime lust conceives and brings forth sin, it'll run its course.
Right. Yes, it will.
And it bringeth forth death, which is separation. And then there's got to be repentance.
Right. Amen.
It's got to be repentance. Godly sorrow working repentance unto salvation.
Yes, right.
And I know this is right. One sin opens the door for many more.
Oh, yeah.
When you open the door and say, now, this is just a little sin that ain't that bad. I'm open the door and just let it in. It ain't going to hurt me that bad. I mean, I'll pet it a little bit and I'm going to push it away when it gets too hard on me, but I just let it a little in. But when you open the door, you don't realize you're letting a whole lot more come in.
Right.
There's nobody in here tonight. You can't convince me. Don't even try. That when we open the door to sin in our life and little things that we pet and lack in our life, it's going to open the door for a whole lot more things to corrupt us and take us away from God and fit a little leaven that left your whole life. It'll end up hurting the whole church.
Yes,
and brother, I know that's right.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Somebody said, well, just do a little bit of it. Well, a little leaven leavens the whole lump. You can't play with fire.
Yes, sir.
And not be burnt. Can a man take fire in his bosom, not in his clothes, but be not burnt? Solomon said that. He said that with burnt clothes.
Amen.
He said his feet was burned too. He said, I walked on hot coals and I'm burned.
Right.
In other words, strange women burned me.
Right.
That's what he was saying. I got burned by them.
Right.
I thought I could go in, but I never thought when I started that them strange gods that they served, I would serve.
Right.
I was a wise man. I knew the true and living God. I saw the glory of God in the temple.
Yes.
I prayed on my knees and glorified the Almighty God. Solomon
right.
did.
Yes, sir.
He wrote the book of Proverbs. He wrote the book of Ecclesiastes, the preacher. Outside of anybody else, the wisest, outside of the Lord Jesus Christ, is the wisest man that ever lived.
Right.
But did you know that his little sins that crept in his life ended up causing him to serve?
Right.
The strange women's gods,
right.
idols.
Amen, preacher. Sure
a little bit of sin come in. It don't matter who you are.
That's right.
You let it in the door. A little leaven. It ends up. It starts little, but it ends up big.
Right.
I've said this before. And I want to give a personal illustration. I don't want to think. Listen, there are some things that a man's got to be fully persuaded in his own mind.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm talking about things that ain't concrete in the Bible.
Yes.
There's some things God tells you's wrong.
Right.
That He wouldn't tell me's wrong.
Right.
It really don't bother me either that I have a newspaper or not. But if newspaper hindered me from keeping me reading the Word of God, hindered me and take me down to God, and God said, don't read no more, then I better listen to God.
Right.
But everybody in the church could read it.
That's right.
And it'd be all right.
Yes.
That's what it says in the book of Romans.
Yes.
I'm not preaching against the newspaper. That's up to you if you want to read it or not. I'm preaching this. There's weaknesses in everybody's life.
Right. Yeah.
Everybody's got weaknesses.
That's
everybody's
right.
got
yeah.
temptation points that my friend, that bears on them and they pout. Listen to me. They pout. Can't overcome unless they really go to God about it.
That's right. Sure.
Only overcoming power we got's God's.
Right.
Only overcoming power you got's God. If you think you, and I think we mix it in with God, we'll never have the power of God like that.
That's right.
You can't do it.
Okay.
And I've told you this before. And I told Brother Malden this. It was years I went with, I mean years, that I went without listening, reading, watching any kind of athletic event. And one day, I opened the door and just listened on the radio, just one game. But that didn't only open the door just to listen to athletics. That opened the door for everything that went with it.
Right. That's true.
And what I'm saying tonight is, and listen, I'm not saying it's sin. It is if you abuse it.
Yeah, right.
And it is if God says it is to you.
Amen.
I like to listen to it, still do. I ain't gonna lie to nobody. I like to listen to it, still do. Still watch. I watch some of it. I don't think it's godly.
That's right.
No.
But I'm telling you this. Whatever you open the door to, it brings a whole lot more with it.
Sure.
Right.
Amen.
And it don't matter whether it's a sporting event. It don't matter unless it can be anything. It can be anything in your life that you have a weakness to. It can open the door, my friend, for other things to come in. And when it comes in, it ends up big.
Right.
It just don't stop there. I want to tell you tonight, a little leaven lets the whole lump.
Amen.
And what might be sin to you might not be. I mean, if God says a sin that's affecting you, it might not affect me as it does you. Amen. I've heard preachers, Brother Ronnie Jones, he said he really had a hard time with cars, hot rods. It don't bother me a bit. I wouldn't care if every man had a hot rod. I don't want one. That don't bother me. But there's men in this church, at them things, I mean, that just about tears them up to see a hot rod going down the road.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. I'm not saying that's sin, but what I'm saying is anytime you open the door of your heart to a lot of that stuff, whatever it is the world flashes before you, it, my friend, I'm telling you what, it brings other things in with it. It does every time. Amen. That's like money. How you spend money.
Yeah.
Where you go to spend money is open doors.
Yeah.
Amen. That's all the time something before us that's going to be sin. It's going to bring something else in.
Right.
And it ends up taking you away from God.
Amen. Right.
Amen. You cannot. I'm preaching to myself as much as anybody in this church. You cannot entertain things that your flesh loves and not have, my friend, effect and get you away from God.
Right. Amen.
I fight it every day I live.
Amen. Yes,
sir.
Amen.
Every day.
Every day. Yes, sir.
You do too.
That's right.
A little bit. One rotten apple in a bag makes you look at the rest of them.
Yes,
amen. That's true, ain't it?
Amen.
See, here's the thing. If we think we can do one sin and it feels pretty good, all that is a starting point for other sins.
That's right.
See, that's what Galatians 5:13 says. It says, give not occasion. He said, use not liberty to the occasion of the flesh.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. We've been called to liberty. We've been set free by the grace of God.
That's true.
Amen. That's right. And he said, you're free. I'm not in bondage.
That's right.
I'm not under the rule of men.
No, right.
Even though I subject to the authorities God has set up. I've got liberty in Christ.
Amen. Right.
But he said, don't you take that liberty and abuse it for an opportunity to the flesh.
Amen.
Don't say, well, I'm saved by grace and I can live like this. See, opportunity, that word opportunity, Galatians 5:13, you know what it means? It means a starting point.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't give your flesh a starting point.
That's right.
It'll take you down.
Amen.
A little leaven, just a little. A little. I'll tell you this too, a little look ends up big.
Yes, yes, sir.
Have you noticed people in the Bible that really looked? There was some, every time, look at Eve. She beheld the tree was pleasant to look upon.
That's right.
Look at Achan. He beheld the Babylonian garments.
That's right.
He saw that silver. It looked so good in that gold.
Yeah.
Look at David. He beheld Bathsheba. Just a little look.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Look at Lot. He looked towards Sodom.
Amen.
And every one of them. Eve ended in death. Right. Achan ended in death. Lot ended in death. David, there's a little boy, died. Just a look.
Right.
The Bible said the eyes of man are never satisfied. My eyes is never satisfied.
That's true.
Here's the thing. You know this is right. If you look upon something and your flesh likes it and lusts on it, that after you look at that a while, that would not be satisfying to you.
That's right. That's right.
That's right. You'll want something further. And you'll want something further. And you'll want something further. And all it is pulling you into the trap of the devil. Amen? That's right. That's why you can't. That's why Job said he made a covenant with his eyes. He said, why should I think upon a maid? I've made a covenant with my eyes. I can't look at her. And when you start looking, and it ain't just talking about the opposite sex. When you looking at anything, my friend, after a while, I've heard people say that in their marriages. I didn't marry my wife for her looks. I married her because I love her.
Mm-hmm.
That come with it.
Amen.
But if something happened to my physical being and I had some impairments physically, my wife, thank God, loves me for who I am. But a man or a woman is looking at it for the looks. Hey, they ain't gonna always look like that.
That's right.
They ain't always gonna look like that.
That's right.
Amen. And what you'll do is you'll look at her and you'll say, you know what? She don't look like she used to. I'm just not as satisfied as I used to how she looks.
That's right.
And your eyes ain't satisfied. And your feet start walking to sin.
Yes, sir.
That's right. You might not go into the house, but you go there in your heart.
Right. Yeah.
That's why tonight we better be careful. A little leaven left the whole lump. A little look ends up big. A little lie. That's what we call it. A little lie ends up big. See, anytime you tell one lie, you got to tell some more. To cover it up. I'll tell you what, I'm being honest with you. That's one thing that I don't want to do. I mean, there's a lot of things I don't want to do, but I just don't want to be dishonest.
Amen.
Right.
I want to be truthful. I mean, God blesses an honest heart.
Amen.
If you and I lie to ourselves and lie to God, then friend, what kind of hope do we have? You got to be truthful to get born again.
Amen.
And you got to be truthful to have the blessing of God.
Amen.
He said, God hates a lying tongue.
Yeah.
That's what he said. Any lie is a lie.
That's right.
That's right. Ananias, I guess he thought that was a little lie. But it ended up big.
Amen.
It ended up big. It cost him his life.
Because
he didn't lie to God, to men, he lied to God.
Right. Yeah. Sure.
Just a little bit. See, what a little does is accumulate. That's why he said Scripture, you learn it line upon line, precept upon precept. Here a little, there a little.
Amen.
You know what that means? Just pile it up on top of one another. Thank God, just build up yourself in the faith, piling that Scripture on top of one another. Little here, little there. Little from Isaiah, little from Jeremiah, little from Matthew, little from John, little from Revelation, little from Acts. Just pile it up. That's how you learn the Bible. Little here, little there. But all them little here, little there builds up to be big and make God establish you in the Word of God.
Amen.
That's what Sunday school teaching does. A little here, a little there.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Little in the Old Testament, little in the New. You learn the Bible like that.
Amen.
That's right. Memorize Scripture like that.
Yeah.
Keeping it in the context. A little lust ends up big. Samson lusted after Delilah. And you know what? He lied to her, too. He told her his strength wherein lied there, but it didn't.
Right.
Till he told her his whole heart.
Mm-hmm.
But it ended up big.
That's right.
We're saved by the Holy Ghost, but we're living in a dying body.
Right. True.
Can I tell you this tonight? We're living in a body that's an enemy of God.
That's right. Sure is.
And the only way this body can be under subjection is have the Spirit of God.
Yes,
amen. And be obedient and subject yourself.
Amen.
Paul said, I bring my body under subjection.
Yes.
Ain't it amazing how our body loves things that God don't?
That's right. It's true.
Amen. Mm-hmm. It's a fight.
Yes.
Why do you think Paul said, I fought a good fight?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got it whooped.
No, sir.
You ain't got it licked.
That's right.
You got problems like I do, don't you?
Amen.
I sure do.
I ain't super spiritual. I'm saved. You got the indwelling Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I have power of God through His power.
That's it.
Through the Word, through
That's
prayer,
right.
God increases it.
Yes.
Through your prayers, God increases
Amen.
It.
Amen. That's right.
But I still have a warfare.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Every day. Some days I say, I can't believe it.
That's right. That's right. That's true.
Them things Paul said I want to do, I don't. Them things I hate, I do.
That's right.
Thank God. That's God's glory. God gets glory out of you living for God above them temptations and above them trials and above them things. God says, look, as my servant.
Amen.
God gets glory.
Yes, sir.
But God also gets glory when she comes to the end. Paul said, I fought a good fight.
Yeah.
I fought it all the way. Thank God now my departure's at hand. I'm starting to be delivered from this body of death.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
For one day, thank God, this old body will drop.
Amen.
This old flesh no more has a prone to sin.
Right.
No more has a tendency to sin. But there's no temptation taken you but such as common to man.
Right.
You say, you don't know what I'm going through. Jump in the boat, friend. We already all been there.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right. There's nobody in here that's going through something that other people don't go through. Everything's coming.
Amen.
There might be some things you're going to face that's tougher than what I would face in that area.
That's right.
Everybody goes through testing.
Yes.
And trials.
That's right.
And temptation. There's temptation as soon as you walk outside the door. There's temptation in church sometimes.
Amen.
Sure.
Temptation to think things ought not.
True.
I'll tell you what, this honest truth. I sat in that parking lot over there this afternoon. And Squire Parsons come on singing. He came to me, and I told my wife, she's going in the store, and I said, I just want to sit here and listen to this song. And it brought back memory to when I got saved, because I remember them songs when I got saved. He came to me, and it just stirred my heart. And lo and behold, I mean, Brother Tony, right near the end of the song, I mean, just an evil thought hit my mind. Well, I'm trying to worship God.
Yes, sir. That's the way it does.
The way it does. I said, how can this thing be?
Can,
I mean, brother, listen to me. That's a little bit of that dwelling and dwelling and dwelling, and it ends up being.
Amen. That's right.
Just a little bit of reading them romance books.
Yeah.
Ends up causing you to want to do it.
That's right.
Sure does.
Sure will.
That's right. Because your flesh feeds off of it.
Yes.
I want to end the night with this. And I won't say this tonight, I'm through. Zacchaeus started out little but ended up big.
Yes, sir.
He sure did.
Zacchaeus started out little, but he ended up big.
Right.
Thank God he was a wee little man. He wanted to see the Lord, and he was too little to see him.
Right.
And he started out little, but thank God he climbed the tree.
Amen.
And when the Lord come by and called his name, he ended up big.
Yes, sir.